Good morning, everyone. Today is the 25th of September, 2022. Mark and I have been working on a new series called Our Favorite Scriptural Passages in the Bible. And today, we're going to be reading from the ninth chapter of Hebrews. You might ask, well, why do you consider Hebrews the ninth chapter to be one of your favorite chapters? Well, I'll make a few comments about it. Apostle Paul, who I believe is the one who penned the book of Hebrews, a lot of people say it was Luke, and some other people say it was someone else, but anyway, it starts out by saying that verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. That was part of the first covenant, a worldly sanctuary. And there was, it talks about there was tabernacle and candlesticks and tables and shewbreads. And then the second veil, the tabernacle, was called the holiest of all. And it talks about over these tables with cherubims and mercy seat and so on. And they went in to the holiest of holies, priests did, and offered himself for the errors of the people by offering sacrifices, shedding blood, and so on. But in verse 11, there's a very interesting demarcation from what it talks about the worldly sanctuary and the new covenant. And it says, but Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands. Okay. God's church is not made with hands. Okay. It's not brick and mortar. People ask me, where do you go to church? And I tell them, church is not a place you go to. The church is the bride of Christ. From every tongue, every people, and every nation. He says, not of this building. And also, there's no longer need for sacrifices and need for shedding of blood because Christ did it himself. In the 12th verse, it says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Not temporary life, eternal redemption. Do you believe in temporary life or eternal life? And the author says that if the blood of bulls and goats and ashes of heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth, how much more shall the blood of Christ? Oh, you're into replacement theology. Yes, yes. I'm into the new covenant. I'm into that, but Christ came and high priest of good things to come. That's what I'm into. So, Christ is the mediator of the New Testament. And he says, we have received a promise of eternal inheritance. The Old Testament was just a pattern of things to come. It's just a pattern. That's what it says in verse 23. it was therefore necessary the pattern of things in the heavens should be purified with these. There's better sacrifices than these, for Christ is not entered into brick and mortar. Christ is not entered into holy places made with hands, which are figures of the truth, but into heaven itself. Now to appear in the presence of God for us. He is our advocate. He is our mediator. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. We no longer need animal sacrifices. They can build all the temples in Israel they want to. They can have all the pure blood red heifers. They can have turtle doves, they can offer up all the sacrifice. Doesn't mean anything. Nothing. I'm into the new covenant, not the old law service. And then the final verse says, Christ was offered to bear the sins of many, not all. Christ was offered to bear the sins of many, and to them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin. Are you looking for Jesus Christ to come back? I know I am. Well, I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him read this chapter. And that's why it's one of my favorite chapters, is because it exalts Christ.
But verily, the first covenant had also ordinances, divine service, and the worldly sanctuary. There was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick and the table, and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary, and after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was a golden pot that had manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant, over the cherubims of glory, shadow, and the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priests went always in the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. Then in the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself, the errors of the people. The Holy Ghost is signifying the way of the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while the first tabernacle was yet standing. It was the figure for the time, the present in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices, could not make him that did serve it perfect as retaining the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings, carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come by greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not in this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For with the blood of bulls and of goats, the ashes of an heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctified the purifying of the flesh. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offer himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works and serve the living God? For this cause, he is a mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, redemption, the transgressions that were under the First Testament, that which are called might receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. For a testament is, must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is the force after men are dead, otherwise it no strength at all while the testator liveth. Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood, for when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and goats, water and scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the testament which God had enjoined unto you." Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels, the ministry, and almost all things are by the law of perfect blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. It's therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifice than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, not appear in the presence of God for us, nor yet that he should offer himself off as a high priest, enter into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. As it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Well, what a wonderful chapter that gives us hope. You find that God has given you the faith to believe in the merits of His Son and the sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ. I hope so. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.